So this international organization, they put children around the world first. They are helping in over 190 countries and territories. They save lives every day. UNICEF and UNICEF Kid Power Program is new.
It is. It's fairly new. We've had it for a couple of years now, and it's expanding. So that's what I'm excited to share with you today. More details about the program and how we're maximizing it here in the Southern California region.
Well, UNICEF always has creative and innovative ideas. And so you just heard Regional Managing Director Amber Hill. She's here with us. Just to remind us about the overall mission of UNICEF, for the last 70 or so years, UNICEF has worked around the world, right?
Absolutely. We've worked around the world providing health care, immunizations, clean water and sanitation, nutrition, education, and emergency relief to the most vulnerable children in the most remote situations across the world.
Really? Yeah, there are all types of areas across the world where children aren't getting needs met, and you guys are there.
We're there, and we're here in L.A. For nearly two decades. We've been working to educate, advocate, and fundraise for UNICEF mission here in the greater Los Angeles area.
The program that we're talking about today kind of follows along the same lines of Kids Helping Kids, which started with Trick or Treat 60 years ago.
Yes.
Still going on today. And this exciting program gets kids involved and gets them active.
UNICEF Kid Power really activates kids' inner heroes, giving them the power to end global malnutrition and save lives literally one step at a time. So we are getting more than 25,000 kids active here in Los Angeles. And they do this with the UNICEF Kid Power Band. So they get physically active, and which is their currency. They then unlocks life-saving packets of therapeutic food for their peers around the world.
Because one in four American children are not getting enough activity or exercise. And then in the world, around the world, one in four children are malnourished. And so now you kind of have put these two together. So children here are getting more exercise when they participate, and children around the world are getting direct, immediate help.
Absolutely. I mean, the statistic is startling. And this program provides children the opportunity and the motivation to help other kids and prevent childhood deaths each year that are due to severe acute malnutrition.
To participate in the program, and you've got Los Angeles schools involved to participate, how do you start? It has to do with an app, right?
It does. So you can have the UNICEF Kid Power Band, or you can activate the UNICEF Kid Power app to track your progress. So essentially, you get active and unlock life-saving therapeutic food packets for malnourished kids, and every step makes an impact. So for approximately every 10 points earned, we release a packet of therapeutic food. So just think about it as 2,400 steps approximately equals 1 point, and 12,000 points unlocks a packet.
It's measured then, and the more active you are, the more points you get. And then once you get to a certain amount of points, then you're helping to feed someone.
And the more lives you're saving.
Right. With
exactly.
The ready-to-use therapeutic food, you have a nickname for it.
Well, we call it the miracle pace. Sometimes we refer to it. And essentially, the packets, you know, are allowing severely malnourished children across the developing world to grow and thrive. And these packets are high protein. It's a vitamin peanut paste. And I know I showed you this packet here. And these packets are easy to distribute, store, and transport. And that's really key in emergency situations across the globe, that these packets are easily distributed to the children that need it most.
Right. It's reaching kids who might have to go to hospitals because they get to that point. You know, they're malnourished. They're not on regular food. And so they'd have to go to the hospital. These packets reach them. They're so nutritious. They have so much of what they need that after the packets, they can have regular food too, right?
Yeah. You know, once they go through the course of treatment, and, you know, it's a miracle for a lot of reasons. One, because it's so highly nutritious for the children. But in a lot of places across the globe, a clinic could be very, very far away or a hospital.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, primarily due to lack of funding, UNICEF and partners are only reaching less than 20% of the children who need this vital treatment. Mm-hmm. So this means that Packets Unlocked supports a very real funding stream
sure.
of UNICEF's work.
Yes. 6.4 million packets have been passed out.
Yes. Through yeah. this program, through UNICEF Kid Power.
The UNICEF Kid Power team has how many students involved in LA, in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles, we have 25,000 kids that are active in the program. Mm-hmm. And that's through 323 schools in our school program and comprises almost about 100 cities here
wow.
throughout the greater right. Los Angeles area.
That's so many schools. It's a lot of kids, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids.
They're having fun with this.
They certainly yeah. are.
Because they can be active in the way they want to be active and then contribute. Yeah, and so they get the app on their phone?
In the classroom, it's a little bit different. They
okay.
have like a tablet
uh-huh.
That's used, and it's coordinated by the teacher because there is a curriculum that's developed around the program.
Okay.
So for the school
yeah.
program, it's kind of managed through an app, mm-hmm. but the family program is accessed through the app on your phone.
Kids learn about what they're doing and how they're giving back and why this is happening, right? It's kind of like they get an understanding, a lesson.
Exactly. They're learning a lesson. They're learning what it means to support children globally
yes.
And really helping them to be globally minded as young people. And we found that, you know, after bringing UNICEF Kid Power to their classrooms, mm-hmm. 95% of teachers want to participate again. And an evaluation of UNICEF Kid Power showed that participating students achieved recommended levels of physical activity 44% more days than their peers.
Nice.
So we were mm-hmm. really excited by those results.
Right. Those are great results.
Absolutely.
It's almost double. What kind of feedback are you getting from the kids?
They love it. They think it's fantastic. I think one thing that resonates is that the kids don't need to raise money to make a difference.
Right.
They're finding that through their physical activity, by finding their inner hero,
mm-hmm.
They're able to make a strong impact on their peers,
mm-hmm.
You know, that are, you know, thousands and thousands of miles away. And so we're inspired by that
mm-hmm.
feedback and by the opportunity, because while we have 25,000 kids involved now, we know there are so many more.
Right.
And families as well.
What do you see for the future in terms of Los Angeles schools being involved?
Well, you know, we are celebrating mm-hmm. with UNICEF Kid Power Month
mm-hmm.
Starting in May here. And we're trying to unlock 1 million packets of life-saving RUTF,
mm-hmm.
you know, the ready-to-use therapeutic foods.
Right.
And thankfully, it's easier than ever to be able to become involved.
So yes.
We are doing that this month and encouraging as many people to come out and get actively involved.
This doesn't take money from the kids. They're participating through activity.
Through activity.
Yeah.
The packets are unlocked through funding.
Mm-hmm.
For the school program,
mm-hmm.
It's funded by our generous supporters and partners. And the family app, for those who are participating through the family app, a portion of their purchase helps to unlock the therapeutic food packets.
Gotcha. Okay. And then again, to get the apps at school, it's through the tablet. And then at home, it's through the phone.
Through the phone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the band. I mean, you can purchase the band mm-hmm. at Target or online at unicefkidpower.org. You could download the app at the Apple Store and follow us along. Join the UNICEF Kid Power team and
mm-hmm.
become active for children across the globe.
Perfect. And UNICEF Kid Power, is their website dedicated to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And it's unicefkidpower.org?
Yes. UNICEFKidPower.org.
What are some of the other ways that UNICEF has been innovative and creative?
Yeah, so UNICEF, one of its pillars is innovation
mm-hmm.
For children. And so across the globe, UNICEF has found ways to engage children in a lot of different ways to help support their peers. We've delivered various materials and life-saving resources to communities through drones
mm-hmm.
As one innovation.
Wow.
We've engaged children through public advocacy, phones, text messaging in a lot of these countries. So in a lot of these communities, there might not be a lot there in terms of resources, but many kids do have access to cell phones.
Wow, and which
so
is,
yeah. is really strong there for a lot of our initiatives and ways to help communities.
So there are some communities, kids might not have a lot, but they do have access to cell phones.
A lot do.
Wow.
Access to cell phones.
Well,
so
that's
text
incredible.
Messaging is pretty significant. UNICEF is looking at ways that it can be as efficient as possible. Efficiency is one of our strengths as an organization. And so exploring those ways that we can reach more and more children is our goal.
And save lives. You're really saving lives. And so the UNICEF Kid Power Program is another way to do this and a fun way to do it. And it's today's technology, right?
Yes.
So when the UNICEF Trick or Treat program started, we still do that. That was a great way to reach the kids.
Yes. And you know, every program has to evolve.
Yes.
And so
our
Trick or Treat for UNICEF program has evolved over the years and now engages various technologies. And so this is kind of the next generation of the Kids Helping Kids campaign.
Yeah.
And so we're excited by it. And you know, the fact that we can get kids active here locally to understand what's happening globally and make impact, we think it's just a win-win.
It is, yeah, really. So it's UNICEF Kid Power Program. And what else would you like us to know about it?
You know, I would just like you to know that right now, many countries are on the brink of famine. And so when you're thinking about the impact and what this can do, you know, this could save a child's life in South Sudan as one example of what you can do to make a difference in a child's life. And so I just encourage as many people to go out, join UNICEF Kid Power, activate your app, take as many steps as you can, and let's unlock 1 million packets this May.
Yes, that's a great goal. Yeah, absolutely. So UNICEF Kid Power Program, you can find it online. And thank you for joining us, Amber Hill, who is very dedicated and working hard all the time for UNICEF.
Thank you so much. It was a, you know, pleasure to be here and talk more about how together we can change the lives of children.
And you're reaching the world through Culver City, in your case, right? Where you are.
Yeah, we are based in West LA in, in Century City. And yeah, but we cover the whole Southern California market. So from Santa Barbara all the way out to San Diego, La Jolla, and everything in between. We are working to engage as many people as we can through our different events and initiatives such as Kid Power and Trick or Treat. And so we invite people to join us.
And the schools around the area in the different counties can be involved in the Kid Power program.
Absolutely. Yeah. And more information, you know, they can review more information on our website, unicefkidpower.org, and learn how they can get more involved.
Go team UNICEF.
Yes, yes. Kid Power.